She sits in one of the dives, believing the whispers of the legendary double bet. The music roars and there are warnings and lies and no comforts. This road is a long-knuckled thumb, and all these who live out in their cardboard are dismissed as being without character. She smokes in the night and looks scorched. The windows are stained by moonlight and the dangerous flood of history. She is like a closed piano. What is it circulating with the disappearing herring gulls in the moonlight? Anger and fear. Death smells in apathetic graves. This is what happens when you have nothing. You don't suffer it if you have money in the average day. It's like we're lost in the haunted wood, and the monsters and ghosts rave in madness, and children are all afraid by the age of 8, beleaguered by the same negation and despair as those who guard over them. Who is it rising out of the underground, and are any of them true? Are you living that ethical life? Or is it all depending on your bank balance and an ability to love alone? Who will be released, and can we find a solution? And is anyone concentrating? This is a life hard as a script by Schreider, as hard and violent and cynical. The bedroom roof leaks and the banging of the pipes is a species of distemper and reality. Count what you have and hold out your hand. When you put your hand out, it's a sort of contract to the heart. Your candor is overwhelming and the money isn't enough. It means you'll just have to choose between the meal or the roof again. If choices cross griefs with an unvariable heaven, then sunlight the next morning is a conclusion worth reaching. No one poor is eager for the future nor eloquent. Their eyes are chipped like saucers in the rough cafe where we drink in a huge and birdless silence. It used to be a call of pride that no one actually starved. It used to matter, but now it's just a dull rumor of some other war, another place employment. All the poor are dying worse than before, and yet nothing happens. Give me some money and stop me having to cringe in our bunkers and holes and tents. Stop me dying here like this. Turn back to your dying. Turn back to your dying. Turn back to your dying. Oh, love is dying, babe. Love is dying, babe. Love is dying, babe. But nothing's happening. Not one thing, nothing. On the sullen hall again, and that dead smile. I know it, your dead smile. It isn't grief, just fear and hopelessness. Fear and hopelessness. Oh.